production.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, Everett. I just sent you a wire. I thought you were in the hospital.
Well, I am in the hospital. Well,
what the hell are you doing on the telephone?
Well, I sent
you some flowers and a wire, and that's expensive as hell. If you're just going to stay on the telephone, you can do that in the office.
I got your flowers last night.
Well, I sent you a wire, too, and you can do that in the office if you're going to work.
Yeah, but my friend, there's things to do on that night. Got to keep abreast. I wanted to ask you, since I've been out of circulation a little, when we talked last about the treaty, we talked about taking it up right after we organized on the 3rd of January. And I think that it was agreeable with Mike. Now, has there been any change, or is that going to be the plan when we come back?
Well, what I asked when we talked, I asked you to see if we could get a time limitation and agree to take it up then if we decided that we couldn't have a special session, and for you to talk to Mike about it and let me know. Now, what has happened is, we have problems with 4 or 5 that are very serious problems. I have briefly mentioned them to the president-elect, but I haven't gone into them, and we just haven't decided it yet. First, we've got a problem with the Germans.
Yeah.
Now would be a very good time for us to try to ratify the thing so we could go into them and say to them, we have done it. We can't do a thing. It's just time it. As long as we just sit here, we don't think there's any opposition to it. But we think if we wait 6 months, it's just like anything else. You get a lot of trouble started.
Yeah.
The Israelis are getting their phantoms.
Uh-huh.
We would like to, we don't want this discussed, but yeah, we would naturally like to have the ratification before we make the contract and before we make the decision.
Yeah.
Yet we've got to make the decision before the first of the year.
Yeah.
The Italians are having a new government. We would like to be able to say the United States, the leader, has already moved. There's no real reason that we can see. If the Russians marched everywhere, it hasn't got any effect on this thing so far as our interest is concerned, according to our better people. So I had hoped that maybe around the first of the month, I think Mike was talking about making a trip the latter part of November, and when he got back from this trip he's on now, I thought I'd talk to him, and we could make a little cabinet, and I was hoping that around the first of the month we could come in 10 days, just the Senate, not the House, and ratify the thing. I wanted to talk to the president-elect and say, now, if you want this can of worms and you want to take the responsibility of no ratification from the Israelis and from the Germans and from the Indians, we have matters pending with all of them that we've got to decide.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and decide them.
Yeah.
And if we haven't decided on ratification, why, we're just going to have opened the door. The horse will be out, and we can't have much in return for it. Now, I don't know that it would necessarily, I can't give any guarantee the Israelis ratified anyway. But we got a lot more leverage and a hell of a lot better case now than we're going to have 3 months from now.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't care. Aiken, some of them kind of, after that interview Jack Bell wrote, gave the impression that I've got to have it. Well, I've already got it ratified so far as we're concerned. I've delivered it to the Senate, and it's the Senate's responsibility. But I would hate to be the new president and be responsible for holding it up and then not get it to adopted by these other countries, because somebody's going to say, well, you held it in limbo from the summer until January, and then you get an inauguration period and all that, and meantime Germans say they won't ratify it at all, the Israelis say they won't ratify it, the Italians say they won't, and the Indians say they won't, so it's of no effect. So I would rather, my ruthers are these. And I think it's the national interest, and I don't think it's Democrat or Republican. My interest would be to come in the 1st of December, spend 10 days on it, and ratify it. Now, if they're going to play politics and get mean, and debate around, and stay here till Christmas, and cause all the other countries to say that we have grave doubt, then it wouldn't do it. Rusk doesn't think that there can be any votes against it. He thinks that when it's explained and debated, that they just got to see it. Now, He says at most there'll be less than 10, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll be for it.
Yes, I know that.
And I'll carry the flag for it.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure. I was going down to Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that's perfectly all right.
Yes, sir. We can talk to you any hour, any time. We're making some progress on the South Vietnamese thing. We haven't got it quite back where we had it in October, but we're hoping in the next day or two to do it. And your performance was A+. We read you loud and clear, and you're speaking for both presidents. Prompted action, and as a matter of fact, they not only got their dispatches out very quickly and rather alarmingly, but you cleaned up a big mess for your party that would have been a national scandal.
Yeah.
And I think it put Dick in a lot better position than some of his other people had him in, and I don't think he knew too much about it, but they had been playing with it some, and Butte Jim was impressed enough that he went on out there himself, the ambassador, and he has been there personally pulling it through every day and just working like a dog, and I think largely because you impressed him, and I just thank God Congress is not in session now.
Yeah.
Because if Fulbright and Mansfield and them started working on him not going to the table, we'd be in a hell of a shape.
Yeah. What's this de Gaulle thing going to turn out?
Well, we're very worried about it. We have had Bill Martin and Henry Fowler and Undersecretary Deming over there for some time. Most of them thought the Germans should upgrade the Deutschmark.
Yeah.
Because all the money was coming in there.
Yeah.
And Strauss just wouldn't let them do it. He just put his foot down and said, no go, not one inch. He was completely inflexible. So. And then they put on some imports and export taxes, and the Germans did. That helped some, not much. The British did the same thing. And then all 10 of them agreed, the 10 finance ministers, that the French would, if they devalued, would not devalue more than 11.5%.